Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Dalid, V'alkein hatrua mishuleshes. Now we'll understand another thing about the mitzvah of shofar, that the trua is triple. It's in sets of threes. V'chein klal tkiya shofar mishulosh. And everything about shofar blowing is three. It's always every set is three. Tkiya shvarim trua. Tkiya shvarim tkiya. Tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. It's all in threes. All in sets of threes. Shel sholosh, shel sholosh, sholosh. Ki ikar tkiya shofar hu b'chinas emes. Because Rav Nosson Zal tied this to Torah test in the Kutumran, which says that you know what the shofar is all about? It's all about emes. Shehu mishulosh. And we know that emes is number three. B'chinas eish mayim ruach. Emes corresponds to the three yesoidos eish mayim ruach. B'chinas roish, the letters, roish toich soif. The aleph of emes is the first letter of the aleph beis. The mem of emes is the middle letter of the whole aleph beis, and tof is the last letter of the aleph beis. V'al yodoi mesakein gimeloi lamois. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there in the Kutimran that that's why when a person has emes, he has the ability to be mesakein all three worlds. Tachtiim shniim shlishim, like it says in the Torah about the Teva, that the Teva had three floors. It had a lower floor, first floor, second floor, and third floor. Because Rabbeinu Zal says there, the Teva is the Tevois of Tefillah, the words of Tefillah, which have to have three floors. It has to have Aleph, Mem, Tov. K'may shekosov Rabbeinu Zal shom, ayin shom. V'alkein, okay. V'alkein hatekiyos b'shas hatfilah. And now you'll understand also why we blow shofar in middle of davening. Person will say, what's going on here? How come the Yidden are, everything's a chalant? They can never get it right. They can never do one thing and finish it and then do something else. What is that? Make up you're davening or you're blowing shofar? Which are you doing? We're blowing shofar in middle of davening. Why? Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll tell you why. Ki al yodom tikun hatfila. Because Rabbeinu Zal says there, the tikun hatfila is emes. The shofar is the emes. That's one of the ingredients of the tefillah. It's not a separate thing. It's part of tefillah. V'alkein toikin shtemesrei truois. And now you'll understand also why we blow 12 truois. We learned before that the main sound of the shofar, the one that's written in the Chumash, is trua. Yom trua yelechem. Rav Nosson says you'll see that we blow 12 truois. Hainu shisha miyushav v'shisha miumad. We blow 6 truois in the tkiyas to miyushav, the first 30, the set of 30 that we blow before Musaf. And we blow another 6, ki b'shloishim koilos to miyushav yesh shisha truois. V'chein b'shloishim koilos shetoikim al seder habrochis. In the 30 and the 30, the first 30, second 30, we blow 6 truois each in there. Ki heim ikar hachiyuv, because that's the main chiyuv of shofar blowing. V'hashar heim noisafim, the rest is extra. If you look in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch, it shows you how we work out that cheshbon, how we work out that calculation, that these are the main ones. The rest of, so Rav Nosson says, why 12 truois? Keneged Yud Beis Shifte Yaakov, corresponding to the 12 Shvatim, Shem Bechinas Yud Beis Nuschoi Satfilo, who symbolize the entire spectrum of Tfilah, the 12 paths of Tfilah, Shenestakin Al Yidei Ho Emes, which gets its taken through Emes, through the Roish, the leader of the 12 Shvatim, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is Emes. Shezeh Bechinas Trua Kanal. This is the whole concept of the Trua. Ukamay Shekos of Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes the Likut Imran about the 12 Nuschoi Satfila, which get their tikkun through Emes. Paragraph Hey. V'alkein Shofar Ubechinas Yitzias Mitzrayim Kiyadua. This is also why Shofar is related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki ikar golus Mitzrayim hu al pegam hatfila, kamay shekos hashem. Because Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran that what is golus Mitzrayim? Who went down to Mitzrayim? Yaakov uvanov. That means the tefila went down to Mitzrayim. The tefila went into golus. Yaakov Avinu and his 12 sons represent tefila. They're the Yud Beis Nuschoi Satfila, the Emes. V'chein la'osid, and so too in the future, because of the Pasuk says, Ubeshoifar Godol Yitoka, that when the Yidden are going to come out of Golus, how are they going to come out of Golus? They're going to blast the shofar. Ki ikar ha-geula toli bozeh, because the main geula is dependent on this. Ayidei shenistakein ha-tfila, ayidei b'chinas emes kanal. By being able to be misaking the tfila through that most important ingredient in it, which is emes. Kama shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran, ayin shom. Shofar hu b'chinas Yaakov. The shofar corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, Bechinas, as there's a famous statement in the Medrash and in the Gemara, Shufrei de Yaakov me'en Shufrei de Adam. The word Shufra in Aramaic means beauty. The beauty, the handsomeness of Yaakov Avinu was like the handsomeness of Adam Arishain. So look, the Gemara uses the word Shofar, but Shufrei de Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the Shofar. That's what he represents. V'ze bechinas tka b'shofar gadol cheresenu, v'soneis l'kabetz goliyoseinu. Ki aydei shofar, shu bechinas emes v'tikna tfila, aydei ze nisalen hanisen, shem bechinas tfila. Through shofar, which is emes, and through this tik, which is and the tikna tfila, through that we bring up miracles, we activate miracles, which are also the bechina of tfila, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds one appendix to this, Inyan Hamea Koilos, the fact that we blow altogether 100 koilos of the shofar. The Zohar HaKadosh says, you have the Pasuk, Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Serua. The Zohar HaKadosh says, it doesn't say Toike Trua, it says Yoidei. The word Yoidei is Bigimatria 100, exactly. This is a remez to the 100 koilos that we brought today. If you look in the Gemara and you look in the Halacha, it looks like, no, really, it's supposed to be 9 koilos. Because a machleik is this, machleik is that, all kinds of stuff. So there are people who say, there are people who aren't that impressed with rabbis. They go by the Torah, the written Torah, and they say, written Torah, you blow 9 times and you're out the door. This 100 koilos is Midas HaChasidah, it's Gemara, it's nonsense. They don't know that the Zohar HaKadosh shows that it's in the Chumash. That everything, the Gemara says there's nothing in the Gemara that's not Merumas in the Torah Shebichsav. So you have this Pasuk, Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Serua, and the Yoidei is Bigematria 100, to show this remez to the 100 Koilos of the Shofar. Al Pi Mashekosav Rabbeinu B'maymar Posach Rabbi Shimon. Rav Nosson Zal is going to attach this to what's written in Likut Imran in chapter 60, that begins with Pasach Rabbi Shimon, Eis Lasis Lashem, Sheshoifor hu bechinas hizgalus hayira. There Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the shofar reveals, broadcasts yira. There's a Pasach, Hayitoka shofar boir, v'am lo yechrodu. Could a shofar be blown in a city and the people shouldn't tremble? Shofar is yira. Shaydezeh zoichen la'ashirus godoil. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in that turn of the Kutimran that Yira is one of the prerequisites to being zoichet to great wealth. Ki ein machsoir lireyov, there's a posuk. The Yireyov, those who have fear, they lack nothing. They have everything. They're zoichet to ashirus. Rabbeinu Zal brings other limudim there. V'hayira hu bechinas pachad Yitzchok. Yira is associated with Yitzchok. VeYitzchok zochol la'ashirus, and the Torah tells us that Yitzchok was zochah to be very rich al yedei shehimshich arichas yomim, because he was zochah also to another ingredient that Rabbeinu Zal mentions there, which is arichas yomim, long life, making every day long, making every day stretching the time, making it count. Bechinas yira, which is associated with yira, be'eretz Pelishtim. Yitzchok Avinu was zeichet that even in the land of the Pelishtim, kama shekosel, as the pasuk says, vayhi ki orchu loisham hayomim. It was when Yitzchok Avinu had spent a long time there, but he uses that words orchu loy hayomim, that Yitzchok Avinu was zeichet to this darga, this madreig of arichas yomim. Vaydezeh zochol ashirus. That's how he was zochot ashirus. Kama shekosel, as the pasuk says there, vayizra Yitzchok. Yitzchok Avinu planted, vayimtza mea shaorim. And he founded 100 gates. You know, he was zeichet to tremendous wealth, it says over there. U'keneged ze toiken mea koilois, keneged mea shorim. Corresponding to that, we blow these 100 sounds of the shofar, corresponding to those 100 gates of wealth that Yitzchok Avinu was zeichet to. She zeichen al yidei ha-shofar kanal. V'alkein tkiya shofar sholosh shel sholosh sholosh, and that's why the blowing of the shofar is three of three. You know, everything is in threes. Bechinas hisgalus shleimus hayira, because the shofar represents revealing perfection of yira shehu shloisha kavin, which Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that there are three yiras. There's Yira for a Talmud Chacham, there's Yira for the Rebbe, there's Yira for the parents. Rabbeinu Zal describes three Yiras over there in that Torah, and that each Yira is divided into three. Rabbeinu Zal shows this over there in Torah Samach and Likut Imran. V'alkein tzorich likroi slifnei atekeya. Now we'll understand another thing, why you have to have a makri. You have to have one person say tkiya, and then the Baal Tekeya blows the tkiya. Shvarim trua. Why? Ki ikar hisgalus hayira al yedei dibur sheyotze al yedei hisoyrus hashena kamashikosasham. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likut Imran that in order to reveal this yira, you have to have dibur. What kind of dibur? You have to have a dibur that comes from somebody who's being awoken out of sleep. Somebody who's been taken out of a deep sleep and woken up. That the dibur is the kind of dibur that's ma'ira yira. So that's the concept of this makri, that the shofar represents something that wakes people up from their sleep. But again, the blowing isn't enough. There's got to be dibur. Every sound of the shofar has to have a dibur that goes with it. Tkiya, tkiya, shvarim, shvar. V'alkein yesh deyo shetkiya rishoyna ein likro islofnei atekeya. Now you'll understand also why there's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch that says that the first tkiya that the Baal Tekeya blows, the Makri shouldn't say anything. Because again, he made the Baruch, he shouldn't say anything. Ki oz adayin b'chinas heder adibur. Because before that first sound is blown, before that first shot is fired, there is no dibur yet. We didn't wake up yet. The shofar is what makes the hisoyrus hashena. Bechinas tokato lazor kapecha. Kemoshikos of Shom Rabbeinu. Like Rabbeinu Zal says over there, there's a concept of a tkiya going lazor, to the wrong place, to a strange place. You extended your hand to a stranger. Sha tkiya marameis al zeh, and the tkiya is marameis on that. So again, that's one of the reasons, that's the reason why, even though we don't follow this halacha, but there is such a deya based on this concept that first there has to be a sound of a shofar, then you can start the dibur. Now we could understand also why the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about the significance of the fact that when the person's blowing shofar, his face turns red. Hainu al yedei hashivim ponim shel hisoyrus hashena, k'mo shekozov sham. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likut Imran that when a person goes to sleep, there's different levels of sleep. A person could be asleep a little bit, where he's a little bit detached from life, from the Torah. He detaches himself from 1 or 5 or 10 or 50 of the paths of the Torah, of the faces of the Torah. Then Rabbeinu Zal says it's possible for a person to fall spiritually where he falls asleep for 70 years. He unplugs himself from all 70 faces of the Torah, all shivim ponim shel Torah. So again, and when the person wakes up, when the right tzaddik comes along and wakes him up, he turns on all the lights. He turns on all 70 bulbs. That's this his atmos pnei tekeya. When that Baal Tekeya is blowing shofar and his face is turning on, because he's turning on all of those ponims, all of those shivim ponim shel Torah. V'alkein ikar tkiya shofar al tikkun habris kemoi she'isa b'ksavim. And this is why in the Arizal explains that the main thing that the blowing of the shofar is coming to be mesaken is tikkun habris. Ki al yedei hayira shenizgal al yedei hashofar nichna yofi hanoshim. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that Torah, the Torah Samach and Likut Imran, that through when the shofar, which is Megala, incredible Yira, that leads to subduing the beauty of the women, you know, the wrong types of Yoifi in a sense, where a person's chasing after the Gashmi's kind of beauty, and he's zeicher to tikkun habris, he's zeicher to purity in that area, k'moy shemavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Samach. So Rabbeinu Zal is showing us how the procedure of blowing shofar pushes all 8 buttons or all 12 buttons that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that Torah, Likut Imran, the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar hits all of those, covers all of those bases. Baruch Hashem.